The Bush administration's top economic team hit the road yesterday to promote the president's economic plan. The secretaries of Commerce, Labor, and the Treasury are making a campaign-style bus tour through Wisconsin and Minnesota, two states critical in the next election. Yesterday's stop was in Wisconsin, where some 80,000 manufacturing jobs have disappeared since June 2000. Protesters followed their bus yesterday. Some carried signs, including one marked, "Read My Lips, No New Jobs." NPR's Renee Montagne spoke to the three cabinet members as they left Wausau, Wisconsin.
Treasury Secretary John Snow, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, and Commerce Secretary Don Evans began the tour at the Harley-Davidson factory in Milwaukee and then on to Green Bay to meet with a dozen small business leaders. The three cabinet members passed around a cell phone for a conversation on the message they hoped to convey. First on the line, Secretary Chao.
Secretary Snow, Evans, and I are in Wisconsin to talk about the president's job and growth plan. We are, of course, concerned about the economic condition. We're in a recovery, but the recovery is not in as robust a condition as we would like. And as the president has often said, one worker out of work is one worker too many. We've had an opportunity to talk to workers, to talk to small business people, and listen to their concerns, and also talk about the benefits of the president's job and growth plan. The president's job and growth plan will cut taxes, and American workers are beginning to see checks arrive in their mailboxes already.
In Wisconsin, a lot of people may be skeptical of a particular aspect of the administration's policies, and that's the free trade policy. That's a place where manufacturing jobs have actually gone overseas. Did anyone approach you in Wisconsin and say,
free trade has to be fair trade, and free trade also creates jobs. There are jobs associated with the export of goods and also with the import of goods as well. And when we have a government that fosters and cultivates the entrepreneurial spirit, new job creation will occur.
Secretary Chao, thanks very much. Would you mind passing the telephone to Commerce Secretary?
Yes, and it'll be Secretary Evans.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. I'm wondering what you're hearing, especially about one particular thing, the new consumer confidence numbers are down. Analysts say that has a lot to do with rising unemployment numbers. Have you been hearing discouraged comments there?
No, I have not. I've been hearing kind of the upbeat spirit of the American people is alive and well in the great state of Wisconsin. What I've been hearing today are people that are optimistic about the future, as we are. I'm not surprised to see the consumer confidence move up and down through this period as the tax cut begins to kick in. But what I have certainly been telling everybody is that I feel like the recovery is gaining momentum as the tax cuts and rate reductions kick in. We'll be feeling that more and more in the months and quarters and years ahead.
Of course, the shop floor that you visited in Wisconsin was the Harley-Davidson factory. As you must know, it is an exception in that area. It doubled its workforce in the last 20 years when virtually all of Milwaukee's other big manufacturers have shrunk dramatically or even gone out of business. Have you been able to talk to any people who actually have lost manufacturing jobs?
Well, the manufacturing employment has been going down in America for the last 40 years. It represents now about 14% of the workforce, and we acknowledge that. But there are also some wonderful stories to talk about out there in the manufacturing sector. You have Dell Computing, you have Microsoft, you have Intel. You have Toyota that's moving a plant to San Antonio, Texas. You have two of the two large automobile manufacturers moving plants to Alabama. What shows me is that, yes, American manufacturing can compete with the rest of the world. We always have been able to. We can today, and we will continue to in the future.
Well, Secretary Evans, clear you have a message that you're taking there to Wisconsin and Minnesota. Thank you for joining us. Can I speak now to Treasury Secretary John Snow?
That'll be great. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello, Secretary Snow.
Yes.
A question for you. Long-term interest rates are starting to go up with so many people easing the pain of a bad economy this last couple of years with cheaper mortgages and refinancing. Are you running into some worried people there?
I'm not. Credit is still readily available, and interest rates remain quite low, quite moderate.
What are people saying to you?
think basically they're saying that they're seeing signs of better days ahead. I left these meetings encouraged that we're going to have this recovery, and that was confirmed by the reports from the people we met with today that, while not dramatic, the economy is clearly beginning to move in the right direction.
But because you were speaking to in a sense, a hand-picked audience, places you chose to go and hand-picked people who were there, are you getting any tough questions?
Well, sure, we're getting a lot of tough questions, and they're not the sort of questions you would expect to come from a hand-picked audience. A lot of good questions, a lot of questions about where the economy is going, and why it isn't moving forward faster, and what can be expected in the future, and what's being done to help manufacturing, and aren't there a lot of unfair trade practices that we need to deal with, and how can America compete against countries that manipulate currencies, and a whole bunch of tough and really good questions.
Secretary Snow, thank you very much for joining us.
Delighted to be with you. Thanks.
Treasury Secretary John Snow was joined by Labor Secretary Elaine Chao and Commerce Secretary Don Evans. The president's economic team will be traveling through Minnesota today. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.